development use of cosmetic or non-essential pesticides. It has also published Plant Safe, a consultation on pesticide use. Manitobans are encouraged to provide comments to the province by October 1st. Campaign for Pesticide Reduction Winnipeg is a local citizens group that supports a provincial ban on cosmetic pesticides. Kathy Elson is a member of Campaign for Pesticide Reduction, and she joins me now in the studio. Welcome, Kathy.
Thank you very much.
What are your concerns about cosmetic pesticide use in Manitoba?
Well, I think my concerns are general concerns about cosmetic pesticide use in, you know, all over the world. We, you know, look at the health effects on human beings in general, on pets, the environment. Some of the health effects to humans would be links to illnesses such as leukemia, Parkinson's disease, and non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, autoimmune conditions, and the list goes on, and that's why we find organizations like the Canadian Cancer Society even supporting a ban on the use of cosmetic pesticides. I just want to talk a little bit about the impact, though, on children, because it's very dire. As they're growing, children, their cells are reproducing, and the chemicals can have a very bad effect, and we see a lot of childhood cancers. And then, of course, children roll on the grass, you know, where they may have been pesticide sprayed. They put things in their mouth. Their toys have been coated in pesticides. And then they track the residues inside, where they can last a long time on clothing and on carpets. I should mention I'm also involved with the Children's Health and Environment Partnership. And when our staff person was out the other day talking to somebody in the community who said, you know, we're encouraging our kids to go outside and play on the grass, but what have we put on the grass? So it's quite awful. And, of course, there's impact on people with chemical sensitivities and elder citizens. And the environment in general, you know, we're leaching these chemicals into our rivers and lakes, and we're having a dire effect also on, you know, other species in our environment.
I had a look at the parental consultation paper, and from my understanding, what they're looking at is not banning certain chemicals, but looking at the use, how chemicals are used. What uses of cosmetic pesticides are you concerned about?
Well, I guess I'm concerned about all uses of cosmetic pesticides. I don't want to see any synthetic chemicals used. So, I mean, our Campaign for Pesticide Reduction wants to see, you know, all chemical use banned. And I'm a little concerned about that provincial paper. I think up until the end, where they talk about possibilities for the future, you know, they're talking about integrated pest management. Well, that still means the use of chemicals, and I think we have to really steer away. And a lot of provinces already have.
One thing that I see from industry is, you know, a lot of talk about what our lawns will look like if we're not using chemicals, and a lot of, you know, fear of dandelions and this sort of thing. But what do you know about, you know, lawns, quite attractive lawns that public parks or other public spaces that aren't using pesticides, do these exist?
They certainly do. In fact, the one that I learned about recently that I was quite fascinated by is the Manitoba Legislature lawn. So for 7 years, there has been no chemical use on that lawn. They hire more summer students and equipment to aerate the lawn. And I just thought that was most fascinating. And they've had really positive feedback. In fact, I just took the bus by there and I looked at it and went, you know, this groundskeeper is right. That lawn looks wonderful. So, and there are lots of people who are using alternatives. The Manitoba Eco Network, of course, you know, has their organic lawn care project, which I think is finished for the year. But there's lots of resources on the Manitoba Eco Network website on organic lawn care. I should also mention one of my favorite tools that Ian Greaves, the chair of Campaign for Pesticide Reduction, uses on his lawn is corn gluten. Earlier in the spring, spread it on heavily, and it suppresses weeds. And it's also an excellent fertilizer. And I'm sure they talk about that on the website of the Manitoba Eco Network.
Are there any other provinces or areas that have bans that you think would be a good example for Manitoba to follow?
Well, I think the best ones are probably in Ontario. And I'm going to look at my notes here because I'm not all that familiar with all of these. I just learned about these within the last couple of weeks, a little more thoroughly. So there's six provinces which have some form of a pesticide ban. Some are very limited, like Newfoundland bans about three ingredients along chemicals. So as I said, the best bans appear to be in Ontario and Nova Scotia. Nova Scotia has followed the lead of Ontario on its ban. So Ontario, what they've done is they have a white list of pesticides that are allowed, and they prohibit the use of about 103 active ingredients in cosmetic pesticides. But there's a problem. I guess it's always going to be a problem with some legislation. But, there's a couple of chemicals, like glyphosate and glyphosate, which are Roundup and Liberty by trade name, are not regulated well, we think. They can still be used for health reasons for control of such things as poison ivy. I guess what we would like to see on things like that is if you're going to have them permitted, that they're only allowed through a permit system or very small quantities sold at a time. That explains why I visited a small community in northwest of Ontario periodically, and I thought, oh my goodness, that's wonderful. All the lawn chemicals have been banned, and I found glyphosate on the shelves there, and I thought, what's going on here? I just learned what's going on there. So, and the other thing about the Ontario ban is that it extends to gardens. The Nova Scotia one does not. Anyway, so yes, as I said, Nova Scotia is very similar to Ontario, and they passed their act in 2010.
One other thing I saw was by CropLife Canada, which I believe is a chemical company, and they have what looks like a fairly well-organized campaign against a ban. They have postcards that people can send in where you check off the reason that you're concerned about it. What would you recommend people do if they do support a ban to counter the information that's being provided by chemical companies or people who benefit from pesticides?
Yeah, that postcard campaign that you mentioned is quite interesting. I think Landscape Manitoba was involved in that as well. What we like to see is people responding to the provincial consultation paper. I think you were going to talk about that a little later, but also like on the Manitoba Eco Network website, there's a link to the consultation paper as well as the organic lawn care information that's available. So we encourage people who want a ban to write into the province and say, we want an outright ban. We don't want, little more aspects of integrated pest management where, chemicals are still going to be allowed.
From what I've seen, I'd like to reiterate that because it does appear that the companies who benefit from pesticides, are quite organized and they do have a lot of resources and they have postcards that they're able to get to people, their customers presumably and others, and the province will be hearing from those people. So I do think it's important that for people who have concerns or even if you're not sure if you have concerns, to do let the province know about that as well.
Yeah, I think it's about time that Manitoba stepped forward and said that we don't want chemical use on our lawns either, or in our gardens for that matter, too. So maybe we need to move beyond, even what they've done in other provinces.
Well, thanks for coming in today, Kathy.
Oh, you're welcome.
I've been speaking with Kathy Helston, a member of the Local Citizens Group Campaign for Pesticide Reduction. And if you are interested in participating in the public consultation, comments can be sent by email to cosmetic.pesticides@gov.mb.ca, and that is until October 1st of this year. And you're listening to Mudwater on CKW 95.9 FM. I'm Karen McIntosh.